Hello, Alia.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Before we start, tell me about your program again. What you studied?
I studied neuroscience and human biology double major with a minor in psychology.
Okay, cool. So today we're here to talk about bidets. I did use a bidet for the first time a week or two ago, and I kind of felt like a boss using a bidet. So
changed your life, didn't it?
You know, it honestly might have. So I want to start by asking, you're the expert on bidets.
Yeah.
So can you tell me about the benefits of using bidets?
Yeah. There are just so many. So on the personal hygiene side, it's just a lot cleaner for you to use water as a cleaning mechanism rather than just toilet paper by itself. There's been a lot of research done in terms of prevention of infection when you use water instead of just paper. And it's also a lot better for the environment. It's a lot more sustainable. So toilet paper actually uses a lot of water for production, ironically, more than bidets do. It produces a lot of carbon dioxide. There's a lot of deforestation because obviously you need to cut trees to produce paper. There's a lot of chemical pollutants as well that go into the water during the toilet paper production, which is virtually eliminated when you just go for bidets, right? So it's a one-time expense, one-time installation, and then it's a long-term thing where all you need to do is use water, so you don't need to cut trees anymore. There's virtually no carbon dioxide produced, and it's just a lot better for the environment. Like if you go and ask any environmental science professor, they will tell you that water bidets are better than toilet paper. And it's just more inclusive for all of the people that come from diverse backgrounds.
So it's good for the environment.
Yep.
And you'd say it's healthier to use than toilet paper?
Yeah.
So, okay. So it sounds like there are a lot of benefits
to using bidets. Yeah. And you just feel a lot cleaner. Like once you start using bidets, it's really hard to go back. Like of the people that I have interviewed, like even people that are not used to it, they have told me that it completely changes their life. Hmm. So
do you know if there's any harms to using toilet paper? Because I mean, I was born and raised in Canada, and I've toilet paper is pretty normal for me, and days are a bit more foreign. But are there any harms to using toilet paper?
So I just know that there are more bacterial infections, like you're more likely to get bacterial infections of all sorts if you do not cleanse yourself properly, right? It's even with bidets, like potentially if you don't use enough water, right? And there's feces, et cetera, that you don't clean up after yourself, that's obviously going to lead to any sort of bacteria. So water has just been shown to clean better. And it's also better for people that have mobility disabilities, right? It's just easier for them to reach and use the bidets to clean up instead of toilet paper. It's also less irritating onto the skin because water is just easier on the skin. So
So I read that other parts of the world, like Europe and the Middle East, bidets are much more common there.
Yeah.
So why is it that they're so common in these parts of the world, but in the West, they're more of a foreign thing?
Yeah, great question. There is definitely some history to it that I don't know the details about. But the reason it's obviously more common in the Middle East is because it's also a cultural thing and also a religious thing in the Middle East. So obviously most of the population in the Middle East is of a certain religion, mostly, you know, Islam, some Muslims. And in our faith, it is extremely important to clean up after yourself, be clean and hygienic. And so water plays a huge role in doing that. So whenever we pray as well, we always use water to like clean up every part of our body 5 times a day. And so water is just a huge part of just being clean, which is a huge part of our faith. And so that's why one of the reasons why it's more common in the Middle East.
Right. And I'm curious as to why so much of Europe has adapted it, but in Canada, at least. I don't know about America, but I'm guessing they're not a super regular part in America.
Yeah, I mean, there could be many reasons. I think one of them could be also given the high homeless population in the US and Canada. So imagine if there were bidets in like the public washrooms, people would start taking a shower with the bidets, right? So it's not something that they really want to have and deal with. Even with U of T, like they have raised concerns about like spillage and cleanup and lack of knowledge on how to use it. And things like that. So just lack of awareness on how to use this and what this fancy device does is one of the reasons as well.
So for if U of T Scarborough were to implement more bidets, I mean, we probably have a lot of students who are unfamiliar with them. So what would be the best way to teach people how to use bidets if they wanted to learn how to use bidets?
Yeah, so that's why we exist. So bidets at U of T is an initiative to just increase awareness and education on what this foreign device is and how to use it. We're obviously going to have posters around campus, have facilities educate people and have posters. And it's actually a very simple device to use. I mean, it's just based on pressure. So you just press on it and it, you know, it splashes water, right? I mean, it's not too complicated. Like you're at U of T, you know, it's not too hard, guys. Yeah.
Compared to the other work that these students are doing, right? You know, it's not rocket science. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. True. I mean, I kind of, you know, I'm a self-taught bidet user. So I guess if I can learn to use it without any course or anything, I guess.
And you're in journalism, not even like in the sciences. So true, you
right,
be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's, I read that there's different kinds of bidets around too. We have handheld bidets at the Student Center, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you could you run me through other kinds of bidets and how they're similar and different to each other?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could demonstrate by taking you to a washroom or like having images. Maybe you should edit that in.
Maybe.
Right, but so there's a Japanese style that I recently came across. I was fascinated by it. So essentially, it's not handheld or anything. It's built into the toilet seat. So you press a button and then the water just comes out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use that. It's very foreign to me, but it does exist. It does exist. I think another kind is also like a button instead of like pressure. So you just turn it on and it just, you know, splashes water and then you turn it off. I haven't used those. Like where we come from, it's just based on pressure. It's called a shataf. And the ones that we have at U of T is also based on pressure. I'm not a bidet expert, I wouldn't say.
Okay.
I see. Yeah. There's electrical bidets, by the way.
Right.
And also like portable bidets.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Cool. I guess, do you think we should go over, you know, we're already in the interview, but do you think we should go over what a bidet is for anyone who might not know what a bidet is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess just to, you know, just to clarify, it's basically something that you use to clean yourself after.
It's basically a shower. Okay. But not a shower that comes from the top. It's just a shower that is right next to the toilet seat. And when you press it, water comes out. And it's used to clean up after you use the washroom. It's pretty self-explanatory.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
Cool. So back to where we were, is there a best kind of bidet? Or I guess it's kind of situational maybe, right?
No, actually, I wouldn't say it's situational. So traditionally, bidets are just attached to the wall. Right. So there's a pipe that is connected to the toilet seat water tank, or it comes through the wall. Right. And as long as you have a button to like press and a thing where that generates water, that's essentially a bidet. The only other kind is the portable one. So it's not attached to a wall or anything. It's just you're able to carry it around. You press it. It does the same thing, but it's terribly more inferior compared to the real deal.
I feel like the ones we have are pretty good. You know, I feel like they
Could be better. People have complained about it. It's really? It looks like a telephone, actually. It's not the real deal.
So if you had it your way, how would you make them better? How would you
I would have the ones that are made of steel. The ones right now are made of plastic, I believe.
Okay, so steel's better.
Yeah.
Better quality.
Yeah.
Why steel over plastic? I guess just...
I think that's just a lot what we are used to and what we have seen in the Middle East. And also, I think they're actually more expensive, so they're better quality, definitely.
I see. It might last longer, exactly. too, right? I see. So I want to ask...
Yeah.
Do you know what the cost of these bidets? How much does it cost to install one?
Yeah, so like $70, $70, $75.
Only
yeah.
$70?
Yeah, not that bad. Yeah.
So these ones that we have at Student Center?
Yes, but this is not accounting for cost of like implementation or any plumbing that might be necessary. But typically it's very simple. Like it already comes with a pipe. So all you have to do is attach the pipe to the water tank, which is basically the flush. And it's actually very simple to get it installed.
Right.
Yeah. Like UFT got it installed very quickly, like in the span of like 3-4 months. It's not complicated rocket science. You don't actually have to like plumb the wall unless you need to. So yeah.
Right. Interesting. How many bidets should we add to this campus?
Ooh, there should be at least one in every building, mm-hmm. or every like quarter of the campus at least.
Mm-hmm. So I guess for both genders,
of course,
too, right?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. And if let's say it costs $100 to install a bidet,
yeah,
I guess it would cost like it wouldn't cost too much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Like I was part of UFT's campus affairs committee in the governing council. They have budgets in the millions and billions, actually. So this is pretty negligible compared to the kind of money that they deal with. But given current, you know, funding issues that every university is going through because Canada has been like tightening their borders and number of international student intake into the country has reduced. And majority of these institutions depend heavily on international students. If you don't know, we pay $60,000 every year, whereas you guys pay like $6,000 or so. So when that budget reduces, their overall like money to spend on initiatives like these also reduce. But they're building the Indigenous House to promote, you know, diversity and inclusion. And I think bidets is a big part of that as well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So do you think all campuses should install these bidets?
All of North America should have bidets.
So all North American campuses?
Oh yeah, 100%.
And maybe even, would you say homes too? Should we make
bidets should be everywhere?
You think it should be more normalized?
Christian, like where I come from, bidets are everywhere. They're in every home. They're in every restaurant. They're in every washroom stall. They're every like university. Everywhere you can imagine, it's the norm. And I was born and raised in a country where bidets are like everywhere. So I couldn't even imagine coming here where there's none. Like,
what was your reaction?
It was terrible. It was terrible. Okay, so my first experience was in the plane, okay? There were bidets, and I was like, okay, maybe it's just a plane thing, right? And then I was in the airport, and I went to a washroom, and there were no bidets. And I was like, holy no pun intended. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Okay, like, I was stuck. It was a terrible situation. And since then, I had to carry a water bottle everywhere. Mm. And I have had terrible experiences where sometimes I confuse my bidet water bottle with, like, my drinking water bottle.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, my God, which one was it? Oh, and then I ended up, like, discarding both of them.
Yeah, safe. That's the safe.
That's a safe option. Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's a serious problem.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So, do you know any other, are there any other universities that have implemented this in Canada?
Not to my knowledge, no. So when I posted on my LinkedIn, like, it flooded. Like, people were like going crazy about it. They're like, oh my God, this is such a great idea. Like, I'm so inspired. I'm going to do this at my university. I have people reaching out from like Centennial College, UTSG. They're like, please, we need bidets too. You know, we're struggling here. Somebody from University of Michigan in the US reached out. They're like, hey, send me the photos of the bidets. Like, we want to talk to admin and show them that U of T has it and things like that. So it's like, unfortunately, it's become a norm. People have just gotten used to the lack of bidets, and that shouldn't be how it is. Like, and I'm not willing to accept that, because Canada and U of T, they boast, you know, by calling themselves diverse and inclusive and sustainable, and they don't have bidets. And like, just coming from a country where bidets are everywhere, I cannot call Canada my home without bidets. Like, it's that integral to my life.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there are people out there who would disagree with the installation of bidets?
100%, obviously. Like, what people don't know about and what people are not educated about, they're obviously going to disagree with. And that's where advocacy, et cetera, comes in. That's where amplifying the voice of people that are impacted comes in, right? There are so many issues that people don't agree with. Doesn't mean, it's just their opinion, right? And so the people that are impacted should be helped, right? Yeah.
What do you think the argument would be against installing bidets in university campuses?
There's a lot. So one of them is people don't know how to use it. So they might misuse it by like spraying around and causing like puddles of water, which hasn't happened, by the way, since the installation. I've spoken to the facilities people and they're like, no issues. The cleaning is the same. The other thing they might say is they might have to plumb in some of the places that don't have water tanks. And so plumbing costs is expensive. So they might not have money. The third thing they said was they're assessing how it's performing and how people are liking it before expanding. So they actually haven't said no. UTSC hasn't said no. They've actually been very supportive. But I'm somebody that likes things to go a lot faster. And so I've been collecting data and student feedback from more than 200 students on how the lack of bidets has been affecting their mental health, academic health, spiritual health, all sorts of things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Yes, I want to highlight the responses that we got. And it's a serious issue that people are not aware of. So in almost every single response, people said disgusting. Like, when they don't use a bidet, they feel unclean, unhygienic, disgusted. It affects their mental health. They're not able to pray and they feel guilty about it. Somebody said how they had to hold it in for 14 hours because they didn't want to go to a washroom without a bidet. A lot of people holding it in. Somebody said that they don't drink enough water because they don't want to go to the washroom without a bidet. They don't drink coffee. People had to like leave class early, or they wouldn't go to class certain days because they had to go to the washroom and they didn't want to use a washroom without a bidet. Somebody couldn't focus during exams. They would leave exams early. Like, it's that important. Somebody talked about UTIs and how they were getting UTIs because there's not enough water to use. We carry around water bottles, which is not hygienic at all. And it's very inconvenient. It's embarrassing. You sometimes forget it. And what are you supposed to do? 80% of people in the survey said that they wait to go home instead of like using washrooms on campus. So many people said they don't feel inclusive. They don't feel comfortable. They don't feel at home because of the lack of bidets. So it's a real serious issue that people don't know about. People think that bidets are a luxury, whereas for us, it's actually a necessity.
Thank you, Alia.
Thank you so much. Thank you.